This tutorial shows you how easy it is to create an Azure virtual machine in just a few minutes in the Azure Preview Portal. We'll use a Windows Server 2012 R2 data center image as an example to create the virtual machine. But that's just one of the many images Azure offers. Your image choices depend on your subscription. This tutorial uses the Resource Manager deployment model to create the virtual machine. This is recommended instead of the classic deployment model, which is based on service management APIs. First, we need to sign in to the Azure Preview Portal using our Microsoft account. In the Azure Preview Portal, we'll go ahead and click on New, and then we'll click Compute, and then we'll select Windows Server 2012 R2 Data Center to create the virtual machine. On the Windows Server 2012 R2 Data Center page, under Select a Deployment Model, we'll go ahead and select Resource Manager and then click Create. Drop down, we'll select Resource Manager, and then we'll go ahead and click Create. After we selected the image, we can use Azure's default settings for most of the configuration and quickly create the virtual machine. Under the basic configuration settings, right, we will enter our name, virtual machine, and administrative username and password. So we'll go ahead and enter the name. Just call it Demo VM, enter the name, Demo User, put a password, and we are going to use our free trial. We'll select a resource, say group. And then we'll go ahead and click OK. Next, we select an appropriate virtual machine size for our needs. Each size specifies the number of compute cores, memory, and other features, such as support for premium storage, which will affect the price. Azure recommends certain sizes automatically depending on the image you choose. For this example, we will select A1 standard and then click select. So we'll go ahead and select the A1 standard and then click select. Next, we see storage and networking settings for the new virtual machine. For a first virtual machine, you can generally accept the default settings. If you selected a virtual machine size that supports it, you can try our premium storage by selecting premium SSD under disk type. We'll accept the defaults and then click OK. Next, we see the summary that shows our configuration choices. When we're done reviewing this or doing any other updating of the settings, we'll go ahead and click OK, which will go ahead and create the actual virtual machine. We now see on the smart board that the Windows Server virtual machine is being deployed. This will take a few minutes, and we'll come back to this shortly. While Azure creates the virtual machine, you can track the progress and the notifications in the Hub menu. After Azure creates the virtual machine, you'll see it on the start board, unless you've cleared the pin to start board in this Create Virtual Machine blade. We now see the Demo VM is running, and in the next video, we will show you how to connect to the new virtual machine.